Coffee Zone sessions take place at the 70 Mile Community Hall every Tuesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The next one will be on February 25th. The event features coffee, a by donation lunch, and a chance to get together with others for conversation and camaraderie. Anyone interested in stepping things up a bit with crafts, art, card games, and more is encouraged to bring their ideas and themselves to the sessions. If you are interested in helping out by providing soup, bread, or desserts on specific dates, call Sally at 250-395-0278. Anonymous Art Show. This year's Anonymous Art Show is now on at the Ashcroft Hub, with works on display in the Hub Gym and online at the Ashcroft Hub Facebook page until 4 p.m. on Friday, February 28. All bidding will take place online, although Hub staff can place bids for people who are unable to do so themselves. For more information, contact the Hub at 250-453-9177 or email ashcrofthub@gmail.com. Tiny Art Show. While you're in the mood for some art, check out the works on display at the Ashcroft Library as part of this year's Tiny Art Show. Local artists created works on 5 inches by 5 inches canvases, and they can be viewed at the library and online at www.tnrl.ca, where you can check out all the wonderful works. You can vote on your favorite work through March 29th, and all the works will be on display until mid-April. Spring Cleaning Sale. Are you doing some spring cleaning and have some stuff you want to get rid of? The Ashcroft Hub is holding an indoor yard sale from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, February 22. Tables are $10 each on a first-come, first-served basis, so if you want to book a table and sell some items, call the Hub at 250-453-9177 or email office@ashcrofthub.com. The event will also feature homemade bannock, a concession, and a 50-50 draw. Pow-wow celebration. All are invited to a birthday pow-wow for Bonaparte First Nations champion dancer Akio Piero, who is turning 4 years old in February. This second annual pow-wow for Akio takes place on Saturday, February 22 at the Cache Creek Community Hall, and will feature dancing, music, a feast with cake, a raffle, and vendors. Grand entry will be at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Drummers and dancers are invited to come and take part, and vendors are also wanted. There is no charge, but vendors are asked to donate an item to go towards the raffle. For more information, contact Shauna Piero at msgriz686@gmail.com or call 250-457-1686. Kamloops Screening of Sugarcane. The Kamloops Film Society is holding screenings of the Oscar-nominated documentary Sugarcane at the Paramount Theatre in Kamloops on February 21 and 22. Show starts at 6:45 p.m. The film digs into the legacy of abuse at the St. Joseph's Mission Residential School near Williams Lake with sensitivity and compassion, telling the stories of traumatized survivors of the school, their children, and the emotional scars they carry. For more information, or to book tickets, go to www.thekfs.ca. Bingo. Join the Cache Creek Recreation Society for bingo action at the Cache Creek Community Hall on Monday, February 24, starting at 6 p.m. South Caribou Sportsmen AGM. The South Caribou Sportsmen Association is holding its annual general meeting on Tuesday, February 25 at 6:30 p.m. at the Ashcroft Hub, 711 Hill Street. All members, and anyone interested in learning about the association, are invited to attend, but only active members for 2025 are eligible to vote. Workout Night. Looking to get an invigorating indoor workout? Everyone is welcome to a workout night at the Cook's Ferry Band Gym in Spence's Bridge on Wednesday, February 26, from 5 to 6 p.m. Bring your own water bottle and a pair of good, clean, walking shoes and get ready to shake off some of the winter blahs. True Day of Giving. Thompson Rivers University is gearing up for its annual Day of Giving on Thursday, February 27, with an exciting goal: raise at least $50,000 in just 24 hours. Building on the success of last year's campaign, which surpassed its 48-hour target of $48,000, organizers are certain that residents of Kamloops and the surrounding area will rally in support of this important campaign. The 2025 Day of Giving kicks off at 12:01 a.m. on February 27, and donors have 24 hours to choose a cause from across TRU's faculties and schools. For more information on each of this year's featured funds, and to follow along during the Day of Giving, visit tru.ca/givingday. Softball registration. Cache Creek Minor Softball is still accepting registrations for the 2025 season, and is particularly looking for players in the U13, 15-17 boys and U15 girls divisions. Payments are due by February 28 to take advantage of the best rates, as late fees will be effective as of March 1. You can register at https://bit.ly/3qhqn9b/ for more information. Go to the Cache Creek Minor Softball Facebook page, where you will also find some fantastic CCMS-branded swag and uniform items, including baseball caps, visors, t-shirts and polo shirts, hoodies, and more, for sale. Skating Carnival. The Ashcroft Academy of Skating is holding its end-of-season Heroes on Ice Skating Carnival at the Drylands Arena in Ashcroft on Saturday, March 8, starting at 5:30 p.m. Admission is $5 per person. Children under 5 are free, and all are invited to come down and cheer on the skaters as they display their skills and what they have learned in an all-ages show. Armchair Travel. Experience a taste of Greece at the Ashcroft Hub's next Armchair Travel event, taking place on Thursday, March 27, starting at 5:30 p.m. Tickets are $10 each, and attendees will be treated to a fabulous dinner of Greek food. Seating is limited, so book early by contacting the Hub at office@ashcrofthub.com or calling 250-453-9177. Call for film props. The Kamloops Museum and Archives is planning a special exhibit showcasing some of the many movies and TV shows that have been filmed in this area, and is looking for anyone who has items that were used in a local production. Do you have a prop, set piece, or memorabilia from a movie or TV show shot within the TNRD? Whether it's a recognizable item as seen on screen, or a behind-the-scenes treasure, your piece of film history could be featured in the exhibit. Examples could include small props such as fake newspapers or license plates, set pieces, furniture, signs, wall art, costumes and wearable props, and action props, such as replica weapons. If you have an item to share, contact the Kamloops Museum and Archives at museum@kamloops.ca or call 250-828-3576. TNRD Communication Survey. The Thompson-Nicola Regional District is encouraging residents, in municipalities and electoral areas, to take a short survey, as it seeks public feedback to understand how residents interact with the regional district and how they would like to receive information about local government initiatives. The objective of this survey is to gain insights into how residents receive information from the TNRD, what information they look for, whether they are satisfied with a number of topics related to communications, and how information sharing could be increased or improved. The Communications Feedback Survey is open until March 10, and you can take the survey online at https://arcg.is/0apiv0. Paper copies are available at the TNRD Civic Building in Kamloops, and they can also be mailed to residents. For more information, contact the TNRD Communications Department at communications@tnrd.ca or call 250-377-6299. Help shape Drive BC website. Drive BC is still accepting public feedback on its redesigned web portal, which will replace the existing website sometime in 2025. The new site will include a simplified map, clearer event notifications, new advisory features, and better mobile usability. To provide feedback about the redesigned web portal, visit https://beta.drivebc.ca.